在旧约里面有两个用处。
So there are two uses in the Old Testament.
在摩西五经里面。
In the Pentateuch of Moses.
这一个字啊，都是翻作这个重担或者这个担子超担。
In the five Bibles of Moses, it's translated as load.
Burden.
A burden.
或者说是跳担 carry.
Carry burden.
那么在先知书里面
，But in the book of the prophets,
这一个字都翻成摩西。
It is all is the word of Revelation.
都是摩西。
Revelation.
比方说在摩西五经的里面。
Like in the first five books of Moses.
在那个民数记里面。
In the book of Numbers.
我们知道这些立位人啊，他们都要这个担的这个会幕的。
And you know the Levites are to carry the burden of the tabernacle.
那么这里所用的那个字啊，就是那个这个重担。
So it's the word that used there is burden.
我们中文里就把那个担，把它担起来
，carry
抬起来
，carry the burden.
那么如果到了像一个生命记第一章十二节里面，
Deuteronomy 1:12，
摩西说：“这个百姓呢，这个问题很多。
The people have too many problems.
我一个人呢，这个重担担当不起。
I cannot bear them all.
所以就设立了许多其他的人。
And then they have other problems.
那么这个也是一个字。
That's also the usage.
所以这一个是担子，重担的意思。
It is a burden carrying on a burden.
那么到了先知书，这个字就翻作摩西。
But when it comes to the book of Revelation, the prophets, the word is translated as Revelation.
恐怕我们英文不好，可以。以赛亚，比方说以赛亚书第十三章。
Listen to Isaiah 13.
以赛亚十三章第一节
Isaiah 13:1
亚摩斯的儿子以赛亚的摩西论巴比伦
Okay. The oracle concerning Babylon which Isaiah the son of Amos saw
我们不再再看一次马太基第一章
Malachi chapter 1
第一节
Malachi 1:1
耶和华借马勒基传给以色列的摩西。
The oracle of the word of the Lord is to Israel through Malachi.
在我们弟兄英文奉词是 oracle， 有的奉词是 vision。
There's some version such oracle and some version is the word is vision.
但是无论我们看见这个字什么意思呢
？But we know the meaning of this word.
这个字就说，当神在那里给你摩西的时候，你里面就接受了一个负担。
It is when God revealed His word to you that you receive a burden from God Himself.
这个负担在你的里面呢，好像一个重担压住你一样。
And this burden comes to as a it's just like a load upon you.
那么这一个负担在你里面越过越重
，and this burden comes to you stronger and stronger。
只有把话语能把这个负担解决
，only word can release this burden。
如果你有这个负担呢，而你不说话。
If you have this burden and then you cannot speak the word,
这个在你里面呢、啊，好像要把你压住。
As though this burden is unbearable.
但是当你把话说出去的时候
，But once the word is released,
你这个负担就解脱了。
The burden is also released.
所以今天我们要传神的话，必须要有负担。
So if we want to preach God's word, we must receive a burden from God.
如果今天我们说话里面没有负担。
But today, if you speak God's word and there's no burden within,
我们这个话就很轻
then our word will be very superficial.
这个话没有力量
There's no power in our word.
但是如果我们说话的时候里面是有负担
But when we speak the word, it's from a burden within.
我们的话就很重
Then our word will be weighty.
并且我们的话有能力
And our word will be powerful.
所以我们知道负担这件事情是非常重要
So we know this matter of a burden in our heart is more important.
很多的时候我们在那里传神的话里面没有
Sometimes we preach God's word without a real burden.
那这样的话, 不过是在那里讲一篇道而已。
And this is nothing but mere giving a message.
不是借着话语把你压在你里面的负担写出去。
It's not using God, preaching God's word in order to release the burden God has given to you.
所以你知道在服事的时候,
so in the old days,
比方说以西结书,
for example, like Ezekiel,
你知道神呼召以西结做先知,
and God called Ezekiel to be a prophet,
神对他做什么呢?
And what did God do with him?
如果你看以西结第二章的话,
if you look at Ezekiel chapter 2, Ezekiel chapter 2, verse 8,
人子啊, 要听我对你所说的话, 不要不念向那不念之家，你要开口吃我所赐给你的。
Now you son of man, listen to what I am speaking to you. Do not be rebellious like the rebellious house. Open your mouth and eat what I am giving you.
我观看见有一只手向我伸出来，手中有一书卷。
Then I looked, behold, a hand was extended to me, and lo, a scroll was in it.
他将书卷在我面前剪开，内外都写着字，其上书写的有哀嚎、叹息、悲苦的话。
And he spread it out before me, and I was, it was written on the front and back, and written on it for lamentations, mourning, and woe.
他对我说：“人子啊，要吃你所得的，要吃这书卷。” 好去对以色列家讲说,
and he said to me, son of man, eat what you find, eat this scroll and go and speak to the house of Israel.
于是我开口，他就是我吃着书卷。
Then I opened my mouth and he fed me this scroll.
又对我说，人子啊，要吃所赐给你的书卷，充满你的肚腹，我就吃了，口中就得齐天如意。
And he said to me, son of man, feed your stomach and fill your body with this scroll which I'm giving you, and I ate it, and it was sweet as honey in my mouth.
所以你就看见说，这个好像什么呢？好像啊，这个神的话在一个书卷上面。
It is though God's word is in its form of scroll.
你不是在那里读读就完了。